Chazara says, "Chenesh b'bach ches l'shagam b'bam Yehuda m'sechtes yom daf ayin aleph." Mishnah says, "Kiddush yodav v'raglav." But Brisa says, "The pasuk says, 'Ubo Aaron el oyel moyet.'" Although this is written after all the avodas, this refers to Aaron going in to remove the spoon and the shovel, which was done earlier on in the day. This pasuk is not written in order, in which it was done. All the pasukim regarding kibur avodas are written in the proper order, except for this pasuk. If Chista explains, we must say this is out of order, because if not, we'll not reach the number of chamesh tefilos and 10 times kiddush adam v'raglayim that we know by tradition that was done on Yom Kippur. We must say that he went back in after offering the rams, which necessitated another change of clothing to the golden clothing for the rams, and then back to the white clothing for going back into kodesh kadoshim. Then you can get your chamesh tefillos and your 10 kiddush adam v'raglayim. If they were asked, maybe the goat offered outside the heichal was what necessitated the clothing change. Abaye said the pasuk teaches that the rams were offered earlier in the day. Rava said we must say that this pasuk is out of order because the pasuk says u'pashat es bigdei habad asher lovash. This teaches that the white clothing were already removed once before. This must be because there was an avoda done in the golden clothing at some point in between. Rabbi Shila asked, maybe the outside goat was the intervening avoda. Mar says we learn from the pasuk that the rams are what was offered earlier. In fact, how can I say that all the other psukim are written in the proper order? We find that the pasuk that details the burning of the pyre and the goat's fats on the Mizbeach says it took place before the burning of the animals outside Yerushalayim. However, the Mishnah says that the order was the reverse. Where it says the Braisa means that from the pasuk of Ubo Aaron and further, the psukim are not necessarily in order anymore. Maybe the psukim are in the proper order in the Mishnah, so the things that are listed in not the proper order. Abaye said the pasuk compares the one who burns the animals to the one who takes the Azazel goat to teach. Just like the Azazel goat was taken before the burning of the fats, so too the burning of the animals was done before the burning of the fats. In fact, maybe we should compare the taking of the Azazel to the burning of the animals to teach that this too is done after the burning of the fats. Mar says the words v'hamishaleach suggest that it happens earlier on. Rava said the pasuk says Yomad Chai, which teaches that the Azazel must only be around until after the kapara of the chatas goat, which is the blood offering, not until the fats offering. Zok the Gemara, when the person who took the goat to the Azazel meets the Kohen Gadol after Yom Kippur, if he meets him in public, he says, "My master, Kohen Gadol, we have fulfilled your service." If he meets him in private, he says, "We have fulfilled the service of the Eibishter, the one who gives life to the living." Rabbi said, when the Rabbanim would take leave of each other in Pobedisa, they would say, "The one who gives life to the living should give you long, good, and well-provided life." Rabbi Yehuda said, when David HaMelech davened that he live be'artzois achayim, he davened that he should live in places where there were markets to easily obtain the items he needed, so he can be busy learning Torah. I will also explain, when the pasuk says Ushnois Chaim, it refers to one who lived a rough life, but then had his fortune changed for him and made it and became a good life. Rav Brachi explained the pasuk uses the uncommon word of Ishim to refer to men, because the pasuk is referring to Talmidei Chacham who are physically weak like women, but accomplish things of greatness like men. He also said that the pasuk teaches that one who gives wine to Talmidei Chacham to drink is considered to have offered wine in the Mizbeach to Hashem. He also says that we can learn from a pasuk, if someone sees that Torah is not passing to his children, he should marry the daughter of a Talmud Chacham. The Mishnah said, the Brisa said that once happened that everyone was accompanying the Kohen Gadol home, but when Shmai and Naphtaliim passed by, the people left the Kohen Gadol and began to accompany them. Later, the Kohen Gadol, who was upset by that, insulted Shmai and Naphtaliim by referencing their coming from Goyim, because they were Geyim. They responded to him, "It's better to come from Goyim and act like Aaron than to come from Aaron and not act like him." Zok the Mishnah, the Kohen Gadol does the Avodah wearing 8 articles of clothing, and a regular Kohen wears 4. A regular Kohen wears a shirt, pants, a hat, and a belt. The Kohen Gadol wears those, plus he wears the Choshen, the Ephod, the Mil, and the Tzitz. When wearing the 8 pieces of clothing, the Kohen Gadol may ask something of the Urim Tumim. However, he may only ask on behalf of the king, of the Avbezin, or for one who is needed by the Tzibur. Zok the Gemara Brice says anything which the pasuk says needs to be sheish means that there were 6 threads that were twisted together making one large thread. If it says mozar, it means there were 8 threads that were used. The me'il was made of 12 twisted threads. The pareches was made of 24. The choshen and the eifah were made of 28. This is learned from the fact that the pasuk says sheish 5 times regarding the clothing. One teaches it should be a linen. One that it should be 6 strings to each thread. One that it should be spun. One for the other clothing not mentioned in this pasuk. And one to teach that this is an essential requirement. How do we know that sheish refers to linen? Rabbi Yosef son of Chanina says the pasuk says bad, which teaches that it's something that grows in individual stalks, which is linen. Maybe it refers to wool, which also grows separately. The Gemara says wool fibers split naturally, although linen fibers split as well. That only happens from the beading and combing process. It doesn't happen naturally in a tone. Ravina said a pasuk in Yecheskel clearly says that the big day kahuna were made of linen. Rashi, yes, before the time of Yecheskel, how do they know this? The Gemara said we find elsewhere also that there was a tradition regarding certain halachas, which were later written by Yecheskel in the sefer. The same can be said over here as well. How does the Braisa know that marzar means a thread of eight strings? The Gemara said we learned that the decorative pomegranates on the me'il, the remoinim, were made of 3 materials which were mozar. We also learned from Gzeirah Shavah from the Pareches that the total amount of strings used was 24. So given that there were 3 materials, so 24 divided by 3, this means that there were 8 strings per each thread of material. Maybe we should learn from the Choshen of the Eifer that there were 28 total strings. Mar says we learn an item that has no gold from another item that has no gold, rather than learning from the Choshen of the Eifer which had gold. Maybe it makes more sense to learn from them because they are clothing like this and not a curtain. Why would we learn clothing from a curtain instead of learning clothing from a clothing? Mar says we learn it from the Echanan. We learn it from the belt of the Kohen Gadol which had 24 strings and is similar to the Me'il in that it's clothing and it's also similar in that it did not contain gold. Rav Mari said we can't learn from the Choshen because the pasuk there says Ta'asenu, which teaches that nothing else should be made like it. Rashi said the pasuk regarding the Me'il says V'yasisa, which teaches that each material must be made from an equal number of strings. Since there were three materials used, so the total has to be divisible by three. Therefore, it has to be 24 strings, and it can't be 28 strings, which is not perfectly divisible by three.